The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to The Week's Peak. It's another episode, another week. We out here. I believe this is the third episode going up of the year. So we're going off strong, you know, three consecutive Saturdays. At least I hope, right? So I'm planning ahead. This is currently Christmas week. Just wrapped up Christmas yesterday at the day I'm filming this. So the plan was to film a bunch of episodes before Christmas. So the 23rd and 24th, I was filming like crazy. I think I filmed like 6-7 episodes in the span of 2 days. So I was tired, I was beat. And this was one of my final episodes in that little batch that I did. So my mind was already done. You know, I needed to get to sleep and do all of that. But in order to be on schedule, I needed to start editing. So the 24th, I was just nonstop on my grind, you know. So this was our interview with Elegancia. It was a dope episode. Got to know the guys very well. I hope y'all enjoy this one. It's a group. We haven't had a group on the podcast yet, so this is a first. So it's always a first for everything, you know. This was a first for that. So it's exciting. Got to know the guys a little bit. Without further ado, enjoy this interview with Elegancia. All right, cool. We are we're good to go. How's it going, y'all? Welcome back to the Week's Peak. Today we have a special episode here. We got Elegancia 916 joining us. So I got Ala with me, I got Diego, and I got Esteban with me. So how's it going, y'all?
I'm good, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm excited to have this episode, because I've been following y'all for quite a bit of time, I think. I think I first discovered y'all when y'all did the Quiero Ser cover. And ever since then, man, I've been following y'all. So appreciate y'all for coming on.
We appreciate you. Thank
you. So, first things first, feel free to introduce yourselves and, you know, just go one after another. Yeah.
I'm Alo, the vocalista and the guitar player of Elegancia.
I'm Diego, I'm the requintista of Elegancia.
I'm Esteban, and I play bass.
That's dope. Cool. Yeah, again, I'm excited to have y'all on. So how long have been in the group together?
We've been in it for a couple months now.
Couple months, okay.
So we started in July.
July, gotcha. And have y'all known each other for a while, or?
The bass player, Esteban and Diego have been knowing each other for a while now. Mm-hmm. I just met Diego not so long ago, and Esteban's my brother.
Gotcha. How'd y'all meet?
Well, me and Esteban, we met at prom last year.
Okay.
Because his girlfriend is my friend.
That's dope. So y'all hella close then, what, or?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's dope. So is that why y'all had the idea just to make this group, or how did all that come to fruition?
They were friends, and Esteban asked Diego if he wanted to join a group, and he joined, and we're here now.
Gotcha. Cool. What was the process going through all that?
Well, it started with a lot of members. I think we had 5 to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And then it went down to 3. So here we are, just the 3 of us now.
Just 3 of y'all. Gotcha. And from the beginning, what was kind of like the goal of trying to just getting together and starting this group? What was kind of on all of your minds?
Just trying to make sure we were all on the same page and
Dope. What like inspired y'all to get into this?
Well, for me, what inspired me is like one of my biggest inspirations is singer called Alejandro, and I just wanted to learn how to play guitar because of him. And I've been playing for like 3-4 years now. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he inspired all of us.
Cool.
He's inspired a lot of people in the music industry.
Uh-huh. Sounds good. Was there anything else that kind of motivated y'all to really, you know, get together and start, you know, doing covers, making music and all that kind of stuff?
At first, we got together, like, for fun, and then we formed a group. And from there, we were trying to go up and and succeed together and, yeah, have fun with it.
For sure. So y'all just came in, like, for fun at first. It wasn't, like, nothing serious, or?
At first, yeah.
Gotcha.
It was serious, but we were having fun with it.
Right.
And that's when, like, we started having fun, and then we built the group and all that.
That's dope. How did y'all come up with the name and all that?
Stan's the one that came up with it.
It's, the reason we chose the name Elegancia, it's more just, it's not just the style. Like, how you, it's more of how you present yourself. Like, the way of being. So that's why we put Elegancia.
That's dope. So since y'all been a group since what y'all said, July, right?
Yeah.
I know you guys have made, you know, a lot of covers and all that. Yeah, talk to me about, you know, all of those.
Yeah, well, it took us a while to learn all the songs. Like, as soon as we upload one, we start working on the next and the next, the next, the next, and we keep on going. And yeah.
Cause how many do y'all have to this day?
I don't know the specific amount, but we have a couple on the page.
Gotcha. And there's more to come, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's dope. Have y'all released any songs yet, or?
Nah. Hopefully next 2021. Hopefully. We can get that out there.
That's dope. What kind of songs are y'all thinking of doing or starting to write?
It's a mix of heartbroken songs, love songs, and some corridos in there.
That's dope. I love to hear it. But I'm excited, man, because I know, like, I like y'all styles, you know, and just the way y'all, what's it called, you know, just make the songs together, like, even your covers. I really enjoyed all those. So I'm excited to see, you know, all your original stuff, you know. So 2021, is there a specific, like, time period y'all aiming for, or is it just you just don't want to rush it, anything like that?
Hopefully January.
Mm-hmm. Oh, pretty soon then. Okay.
Yeah, we're working on it.
That's dope. How long have y'all been, you know, setting your eyes on, you know, making the new songs and all that?
We've been working on it for a couple months now.
Gotcha. That's dope. Cool. So talk to me about, you know, that the songwriting process for all of you, because I've, you know, spoken to some of the guys in the music industry and all that, and, you know, something I've seen is it's different for everybody, you know, so I'm interested to hear how y'all doing it.
Basically what we do, I get the guitar, and I just chill in my room, find out, I do it in order. I found out the chords, then how the melody goes, and then that's when I put in the lyrics.
Okay, cool. So everything has a... like a set routine and all that, yeah?
Yeah.
How long would you say sort of takes you to find, like, a good, you know, just everything just fit together? How long does that usually take?
Probably a couple hours. Yeah.
That's cool.
Because we have to find the chords, and then if the flow has to fit in with the chords, then you have to put the correct words into the flow. So basically like a puzzle.
Right. Oh, puzzle. Okay. Because, you know, I've seen, like, some songs, like, I feel like some lyrics just, you don't want to, like, fit there, you know? Like, is that difficult to do? Like, finding the right lyrics just to put in with the chords and all that, making sure everything sounds right?
Sometimes, yeah, because you have to, yeah.
Cool. Gotcha. So, do all of you play instruments, or?
Yeah, we all do.
You all do? Cool. Have y'all been playing since y'all were younger, or anyone learn when you're older, or?
I just started playing not too long. I've been playing for a couple months now.
Cool. What got you to start playing?
What was that?
What got y'all to start playing? You can, whoever wants to take a stab at that first.
Yeah, so, my biggest inspiration was a singer called Ariel Camacho. And that's how I've been playing. I've been playing the requinto for a couple years now. I feel like I'm pretty good at it. And recently, I just been buying a lot of guitars to play songs, you know?
Mm.
I just really like it. I love it.
Cool, cool. Was there someone else you wanted to?
For a couple months now.
A couple months. And then what got you in?
Same as him, same Mariel thing. Camacho.
Gotcha.
He inspired me.
Cool, cool. So y'all said everyone was inspired by the same guy?
Yeah.
That's dope. Right. That's dope.
I mean, I play bass.
Uh-huh.
And I was inspired by Melvin Bass.
Okay. Uh-huh. Cool. What about the bass that, like, really, like, got you, you know, got going?
What do you mean?
Because, like, you know, I mean, I feel like not everybody is, like, in tune, like, the Baja Loches and all that, like, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what got me, like, slapping the bass.
Yeah, like, all that. That. So yeah.
I got a bass one day.
Uh-huh.
I've just been on it ever since.
That's dope.
That was this year, too.
Uh-huh. That's cool. That's cool. Is it tough, like, playing bass, or how's that?
No, it's actually pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Just learn the chords and all.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How long did it take you, like, to really, you know, like, master it and get good with it?
I'd say about a month or two.
A month or two. Okay. So that's not what I was expecting. I was thinking, you know, maybe it's a little more difficult. Maybe just because I don't know how to play the guitar or anything like that. But that's cool. So would you say, you know, if anyone just wanted to like make that a new hobby or make that a new thing for themselves, like they should just do it, and like it'd be not too bad to pursue, or what do y'all say?
Yeah, definitely, because mm-hmm. that's where the passion grows, you know. You get the hang of it and you just want to keep going and
Ooh.
Striving to learn new songs.
Ooh. So you know, you bring up passion. I'm sure it takes a lot of passion when to do what y'all are doing, you know. Where does that passion come from some of you?
Well, for me, I just play for, like, literally hours on end every day. And I just like playing. I love making music. That's, mm-hmm. like, for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the passion for me personally, music's been around with me ever since I was young.
Okay.
Like, I've always been into this type of music, like, all types, actually.
Uh-huh.
And then I just felt like I wanted to start doing it. That's where it came from.
Cool.
The passion for me, it came I recently started getting into guitar, and I've been grabbing the guitar for hours and hours and hours, and just trying to work on new music to, so we can, like, get up there.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Hopefully. Yeah.
That's dope. So, I mean, when doing what y'all are doing, I mean, I'm sure there comes times where, you know, things aren't clicking, you know, and just things aren't going your way. What's kind of some things that y'all do to try to level things off and just, you know, say, like, you know what, I just need to take a step back, do something, whatever that may be, and, you know, get back at it. What's something that kind of helps y'all get through those moments?
Together, we all, like, we put all our brains together and we get through it together. We don't leave one behind.
For sure. Yeah, is that an important factor for y'all, just to kind of be connected together as one and making sure, you know, everyone's on the same page and all that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is it always like that? Do y'all have times where, you know, like, you just want to rip each other's heads off? Or?
Yeah, we have our arguments here and there, but most of the time we're there getting together, working together.
That sounds good. I'm sure, you know, being in a group, like, the chemistry needs to work out, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it... From what y'all have known and being in a group together and your experiences, is it easy to make sure chemistry is high? Is it tough? Is there different, like, strategies making sure everyone's good? How does that, all that go?
For in the past with the other people we used to have, there was the chemistry was, it wasn't quite there, mm-hmm. and we just fixed some things up. And now with us three, now that there's not that many people. Mm-hmm. The relationships are good.
Sure. Is someone gonna say something? My fault.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, because we don't have no, like, video here, so it's like I'm trying to make sure I'm not talking over anybody, anything like that. But what's it called? What was I gonna say? Is it easier, you know, having, like, less people in the group as opposed to more people, or?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's way easier because we're all on the same page. We work good together, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like that.
So when y'all are, you know, writing songs and all that, or coming together and you know, putting your ideas together, is that always like a team effort there, or do you guys kind of do your own thing and then come back together and share all that, or how is all that, you know, process go for y'all?
It's mixed. There's days where we write in between all of us, and there's times where we write individually, and we all come together. We try to find the guitars and the bajo and all that. Mm-hmm. It's a process.
Mm-hmm. Cool. It's a lengthy process, or how is all that, you know, play out for all of you?
Yeah, it's a pretty lengthy process because mm-hmm. There's a lot we have to find to it.
Mm. For sure. Okay, cool. I mean, what's all your, how should I say, like your goals and all that? Like, where are y'all aiming to go, and like, where do you want to see yourselves in the future?
We want to see ourselves at the top. We're striving to be better every single day with the music. Mm-hmm. We're working.
For sure. I'm sure it's a whole grind, you know? Like,
yeah.
How's like time and all that? Y'all always have time together, or is it tough to find, or?
Yeah, we always have time together.
Uh-huh. That's cool. Because I'm sure, you know, if you don't have a lot of time, I'm sure, you know, groups aren't very successful like that.
Yeah.
But do y'all perform together anywhere? You guys do like tocadas or anything like that?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. We're getting there. Like, we've done a couple.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Is that something else that y'all wanted to, you know, take part into in the future, or?
We're hoping to get out there and perform mm-hmm. at concerts and
mm-hmm.
bigger places.
For sure.
Things like that.
Yeah. For sure. Man, I'm excited for that, y'all. Because, like, I've seen y'all for a few months now. And, like, I see the growth, too, you know, and some of your stuff that y'all have been posting. And I'm sure, like, your songs and all that are going to be banging, too. And I'm going to be slapping them. Or I might cry a little bit, some of them, you know.
Thank you.
But, I'm excited for y'all. Where are y'all at right now in terms of... I know, you know, you said you're in process of making music and all that. Are you still going to be doing covers, stuff like that, upcoming too, or?
Yeah, we're going to keep on doing covers until we have an exact date that we're going to release our song on.
Okay.
And as soon as we release that song, we're just going to keep on going. Uh-huh. Hopefully release an EP or an album.
For sure.
After that, one single.
That's dope. How do y'all decide, you know, what songs to cover and all that?
How should I say it?
Whatever we're feeling, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of songs, but we try to pick the best one, like, see which ones the audience would like. And
right, for sure. Yeah. How's your following, too, man? I'm sure, you know, I know you guys got people supporting you and all that. Like, how's that all that feel?
Oh, yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, that's dope.
We appreciate everyone that follows us, supports us. And, yeah.
Is it tough to kind of get a good following, make sure like people are staying consistent with y'all, or what are some things that you guys do to kind of, you know, keep everybody, you know, in tune?
Yeah, it's kind of tough getting an audience, but just staying consistent with it. I'm thinking that's what keeps everyone like tuned in and listening to us.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Because y'all have been pretty consistent, you know, since July, yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's dope. Hey, man, you know, I'm excited for y'all, man. Because I know y'all are going to go great places. You know, you're going to do big things and all that. Is there anything that upcoming that y'all know for sure coming up that people can look out for? Anything like that, or...
We got a new song coming in January, for sure.
The January's coming up. Okay, cool. That's dope. Where can people follow you?
On Instagram at elegancia916.
Perfect. And then if we want to follow any of you guys individually, where can they go?
My Instagram is aloalvarado.
My Instagram is xdgx.19.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, just about out of time here. I appreciate y'all for coming on, man, doing a quick interview with me, you know. I just wanted to kind of get in your heads a little bit, see where y'all are at. My audience did as well, because we got a lot of people who follow you as well. Like, they, some of my friends are the ones who pointed me to y'all back in the summer. And yeah, man, I'm excited for y'all. All right.
Thank you for having us.
For sure, for sure. All right, y'all. All right, you want to ask that again?
What got you into this type of music if you don't speak Spanish?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because I get that a lot. Because I interviewed someone today who's like in my same boat, who's not, you know, Mexican, but he's into like corridos and all that. Yeah. But me personally, I went to high school and with like a lot of Mexicans. So it's like 99% Mexican. So, you know, I'm like, you know, if I'm going to spend time with them, like for 4 years and more, I might as well like get to know the culture a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And something that's always just stuck out to me is like the songs, man, you know? Cause I started listening to like Romanticas and all that.
Yeah.
With like Por Ti Frente, I remember No Soy Lo Que Piensas was there, and like that got me my feels. So I'm like, shoot, like for some reason, like I'll understand it, but I can like relate to it at the same time. Then I started listening to like Los Primos del Este,
they slap
for facts, bro, facts. So like all these guys, right, all these groups and everything. And you know, over the years, like I started, you know, I could start understanding things a little bit better. So if I hear a song, like I'll understand what's happening in it. I mean, there's just something about the music, just the whole culture, the whole Mexican culture that, I don't know, stands out to me, you know? I mean, I know y'all can probably relate to me because y'all make the songs too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's that. And, you know, I can understand Spanish now. I can speak a little bit too now. So we get it somewhere for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Any songs that you'd say we should cover?
Ooh, you know, all my people that are watching, they know like I'm big on Los Primos del Este, so they're gonna get pissed off at me for suggesting one, a PD song. But let me see, honestly, I mean, dude, that's tough, because I feel like there's so many songs that I enjoy in theirs. I mean, anything on Emociones, that EP that they dropped earlier, Ahora No Vales Nada, what else, dude, there's just so many songs on there. Man, anything Eslabon too, bro. I'm trying to hear more Eslabon, bro. Yeah.
We got you for sure.
After last week, was it last week you dropped the album?
Man,
bro, it got me in my feels, bro. Shoot.
Everyone, bro. That went all the way to the top.
It's crazy. Because you look at his last album, Viva Esta Noche, and it's like, I mean, to me personally, I was like, okay. I mean,
yeah. I personally prefer this album than the last one they released.
For sure, for sure. I mean, there's a big difference. I feel like it was more, I don't know. I just feel like it wasn't, like, rushed too much.
They're just, like, two different albums, because one, there's a bunch of love songs, and then this one was a bunch of heartbroken songs.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I mean, even with just, like, the intro, too, man. Like, whew.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I needed to, like, when I first listened to it, right, the intro, I'm like, I was already kind of tearing up there. But then I'm like, hold on, let me make sure, like, I got this all, like, straight. So I had to look it up so I could translate it a little bit. Yeah. And I'm like, shoot, bro. So right from the rip, man, I was done. But, yeah. That's
that. Yeah, it was good.
For sure. All right. So there's that interview with Ligancia. It was a dope episode. A little bit shorter. A little bit on the shorter side of things. We haven't had the episode this short in a minute, actually. We used to do them quite short, 20, 30 minutes. Then we started, you know, upping the ante a little bit, you know. Going with the little bit longer episodes, sometimes 40, 50 minutes, an hour almost. But today was a little bit shorter one. Again, it was kind of for the reason, too, that, like, it was one of my last episodes after doing a bunch. So I just, you know, I couldn't do an episode like to the highest of my ability, you know what I mean? But you know, nonetheless, like, we got through a lot of content. And at the end of the day, you know, some episodes are going to be shorter than others. It's depending on everything, depending on how I'm feeling on that day too, you know. Like, this was at nighttime, or I think this one is at nighttime. It was an afternoon sometime. And like I said, I already gone through a bunch of episodes, but you know, the important thing is we got an interview done, and very good interview too. Like I said, I got to know all three guys very well. People that I've been listening to, a group that I've been keeping in tune with and following for a few months now. So that's that. So make sure you all go check them out. I hope you all learn something about groups, about you know, making music, you know, writing songs. I know we've had one or two musicians on beforehand, and we got to see, you know, how they write their songs, how they compose all that, getting all the chords right, all that kind of stuff. But now we got to see a different perspective, which is dope. That's kind of the goal of the podcast too, is to, the main goal really is to see a whole different fields of everything, right? And with that comes different perspectives. For example, you know, we might have the same field, you know, in music for a few episodes, but we can see different styles, different methods, different procedures, different processes. So you can really learn a lot, you know. So we've had, you know, athletes, and we've had like trainers. We've had people unrelated to sports and music. We've had like TikTokers, social media influencers. So you can really get that whole vibe, right, of all the different things that you can, you know, do in life. And if you're not familiar with something, if you're not familiar with TikTok, you know, go listen to some of our episodes of people who are on TikTok. You know, we have a lot of those people. If you're, you know, want to know what it's like being an influencer, having a large amount of people following you, go to an episode and you can find that out too. If you want to go in the music side of things, I mean, there's just all these different things that you can do, but learn about. I should say, from the Week's Peak, you know, that's kind of what we're all about here, which is dope. I like that idea. That's kind of what we've been rolling with. And yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we've done, continue to do today. So that being said, again, hopefully y'all enjoyed the episode. We'll be back next Tuesday for another episode. And yeah, we're going to try to keep it going as many episodes as we can. So that's that. Keep following us. Keep doing all that. Keep supporting us. All that helps. Shout out to everyone on YouTube. Y'all are really the goats, man. I mean, the views there are consistent and everything. The likes are always there, so I appreciate it. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment on that. And if you're listening on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you're listening, hit the follow button, rate us if it's possible. All that does help us out in the long run, and I really do appreciate it. And of course, as always, your feedback is always accepted and wanted. There's been a lot of times over the past where people have said, hey, Ruff, you know, you should do this more about than this and all that. Some people told me, like, Ralph, you gotta, like, Wednesday episodes, you just have it a little more free and do this. So that's what we did. Wednesday episodes kind of different, you know. Some people told me they prefer longer episodes, so we've kind of done that in the past. Some people say, you know, on YouTube, they prefer to have some type of, like, video on the screen, which is what we've been doing, for the past couple weeks now. So whatever your feedback is, I'm gonna follow it, and I'm gonna, you know, take you up on your advice, because that's how we grow, and that's how we improve as a podcast, because 2021, we going places, you know. So I'm excited. So hopefully y'all are going to be there on the journey as well. So that being said, this has been the Peak. We've overcame it. We'll see you at the next one. Same time, same place, Pacific Standard Time. My name is Ralph Tronchi, and I'm out. Adios.